Good morning, everybody out there. Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, our sponsors, Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms Express, Whiskey Brothers, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And got a good show for you tonight. Today we're going to be talking with the area basketball coaches, and hardly any action last night because of the weather, Jamie.
Yeah, we just got a few scores to go over from last night in the Sagamore. Lebanon boys were over North Montgomery 50-29. In the Hoosier Heartland, no games last night, Don, and we'll talk about their schedules all being changed here in a minute. In the Hoosier last night, Peru was over Central Catholic 41-40. That was the only game played. The Hoosier Crossroads down around Indianapolis, it must have been better weather. Brownsburg over Westfield 62-56. Fishers over Avon 70-38. Hamlet Southeastern over Zionsville 42-35. Noblesville over Franklin Central, 61-31. In the North Central, big games last night. Overtime, Anderson over Harrison, 54-52. Kokomo over Muncie, 62-39. Lafayette Jeff Broncos over Marion Giants, 78-72. And in girls action last night, I don't believe we had anybody in the Hoosier Heartland play last night. Most of them games are moved to today. And then last night in the Hoosier, Tippy Valley beat West Lafayette 32-30, and I want to say the Lebanon girls beat North Montgomery last night, but I can't find the score, Don. Yeah. Too many postponements to read through there.
There were a lot last night. As Hoosierland TV down in Carl, we'll be heading over to Eastern this afternoon to pick up that Lady Girls Eastern Comet basketball game, and then we've got a great ball game on tonight as the number one team in 2A, Tipton Blue Devils, head into Memorial Gymnasium in Kokomo to take on the 10th-ranked Kokomo Cats. And we've been looking forward to that since the Central Holiday Tournament.
Yeah, the Tipton Blue Devils, we've seen them, or you've seen them many times. I've seen them a couple times. They can get up and down the floor. They can shoot the three-pointer. And you know what? They got five guys on the floor that want to play basketball every night.
That's right.
Every night.
Their coach said they love playing together and they love playing the basketball. And you can they all play their roles very well. And you know, if they're hitting threes, it's going to be a good ball game tonight.
Yeah, and then they've got a challenge tonight. They're going to play the big guy from Kokomo. I can't even say his name. You're going to struggle with that tonight. I guarantee you that. But he's going to Kansas to play college basketball, I believe. I think we got our first coach on the line. Is that right?
Yep.
Derek Davis, Clinton Central Bulldogs. Morning, Coach.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. It's a little cold out there today. How about on the east side of the county? Is it warmer over there?
No. I think it's colder probably over here. It's more wide open over here. Nothing's blocking the wind. So.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your Bulldogs, because I got to tell you something. We got to watch them. We've watched you play a couple times now, and I look at your basketball team and I go, you know, this is a pretty good basketball team. You've got outside abilities. You have inside abilities. You've got the big guy at your point guard bringing the ball down, you know, getting things set up. But it's just a difficult time to get all four quarters put together for you.
Yeah, I mean, we have all the pieces, and we at times – in every game we've competed at times, we just haven't been able to piece it together for four quarters. And that's just the problem that we're running into. There's been a couple games where we've actually had the lead going into the fourth quarter, and we don't know how to win. We play to lose instead of playing, or play not to lose instead of playing to win. And we got to change that mindset. We felt pretty confident going into Rossville last night. Of course, that got postponed and moved to Wednesday. And Frankfurt's going to be tough, but I think we match up pretty well against Rossville and Frankfurt. We matched up pretty well against Alexandria. We should have won that game, but you know, turnovers and missed free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter just killed us. So.
Well, your inside game, even though Davison plays more of a point guard than he does down low, but the greatest thing about having him out there is he sees the court very, very well, and he takes advantage of what he can take advantage of. He's a very smart basketball player. And then he's surrounded with the other law firm, Davison. Davison Law Firm. And then you have the men and kid. And I'm going to tell you something.
So just so you know, Coach, that Men and Kids Don's favorite, just so you know.
I like the Adair boy, and I tell you okay. why, because he plays like me, doesn't take a lot of garbage off people, but he does what he does very well. Talk about him, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of pieces. Max, you know, when he is wanting to play and just doesn't worry about making turnovers and just focuses on just playing the game of basketball, he's pretty good. He's got a lot of heart. Mm-hmm. He's not always the most talented kid on the floor, but he makes up for it with his heart. He works his tail off, you know. Defensively, he's never really an issue. He's usually one of our better defenders. He gets after it, you know, and so he does that role really well. You know, I want to challenge him a little bit and, you know, be that point guard that we need. Cause yeah, we have Luke taking the ball up the floor some, but you know, we'd be, I think, better offensively if Luke wasn't taking the ball up the floor as much. And we could do some other things with Luke, like getting him the ball inside and transition, things like that. But, overall, I mean, Max is a very hard worker, and you know, he's shown that that he can defend anybody when he puts his mind to it.
Our guest this quarter is Coach Derek Davis. He's in his third year at Clinton Central. Hey, Coach, I know you guys don't like to look forward, you know, in the coaching world, but after this Clinton County tour this week and the next 7 days of Frankfort, Rossville, Clinton Prairie, and then you go north of the border to Carroll, there's a lot of games looking for, you know, to the future here for the Bulldogs. They're very winnable, getting you guys ready for that sectional 54, which right now there's really no standout team in that sectional, and you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty even, I think, across the board in that sectional. It's really anybody's. I mean, North Vermilion's playing well. You know, Fountain Central is struggling a little bit here down the stretch. Rossville, you know, Rossville's playing pretty well. They're just young, but they have, you know, they got quite a bit of talent. And, you know, us, of course, like if we can get some wins here and get some confidence going down the stretch into sectional, I mean, I don't see why not, why we can't win. You know, you're used to going into sectional, this 1A sectional, and, you know, you got powerhouse LCC in there.
Yep.
Most years. But, you know, this year you don't have that, and there's not really that standout team. Everybody's pretty even. And even Faith Christian, throw them in there. I mean, they got a new coach, but they're starting to play a little better. They got everybody, pretty much everybody back from last year's team. So, I mean, it's you look at unfortunately, Attica's just not there yet, you know, but you look at all the other teams, it could be anybody's sectional.
Coach, talk a little bit about the future that you have coming up here, because I know, being the fact that I work with Carl on radio and TV, he talks a lot about the younger kids coming up.
Yeah, we got some talent coming up, that's for sure. And, you know, our youth program is starting to get going here. We have currently three teams going to, like, about 30, 40 kids playing in the Grand Park League this month and next month, which they're doing pretty well in their divisions right now. I know even our mixture of 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, they played Brownsburg's 6th grade B team the other day. And as our coach said, they all had about 6 inches on each one of our kids. And, you know, we only lost by a handful of points. We actually had the lead quite a bit in that game. But it's just, you know, I think what's happened in the past with not having a proper youth program is our kids hadn't experienced the competition level until 5th and 6th grade. And at that time, it's just too late, you know. We're way behind the power curve. And so I feel like now that we got a proper youth program in place, now we're still working on it. You know, you can always improve, and we're still trying to improve and figure out what's best for our kids. But I think we're heading in the right direction. As far as middle school goes, our middle school teams, you know, I thought performed pretty well this year. They still got one more game on Tuesday night at home against Taylor. So that will be nice, you know, to see them play one last time. But our, you know, our eighth grade game, our eighth grade team has some rock solid kids on there that I think, you know, in 2 years, they're going to have to play some varsity basketball, a few of them. And then, you know, you look at the seventh grade class. I think the seventh grade class is very deep as far as talent. And their biggest issue, and I told them this after they lost in their first round game, or the semifinal game of the conference tournament this past Saturday, was they need to learn how to play as a team. Their biggest issue is just playing together. You know, they have a bunch of talent, but they got to learn how to play together, both on both ends of the floor. Because, you know, playing together defensively is just as important as playing together offensively. And I told them if they could figure out how to do that in the next couple of years, when they become varsity level players, they're going to be pretty good.
Hey, Coach, looking at today, the Bulldogs traveled to Case Arena tonight to take on Frankfort. Are you trying to go in there and, you know, maybe sneak a win out of Frankfort that they overlook, and maybe they have a – they're still talking about last week's blue chip game and maybe sneak one out for the Bulldogs?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, you always go into a game thinking that you got a chance to win. And if we execute, and, you know, to be honest, we haven't shot the ball well at all this year. Even in our one win against Attica, I mean, we did not shoot the ball well. You know, I remember going into halftime saying, you guys are not allowed to shoot any more threes. In the second half, we didn't need to shoot any threes. I mean, we shot, I think, two threes in the second half, made one of them, but, you know, we scored more points in the second half than we did in the first half. And you know what? I think our kids have to understand that is we have a size advantage, not necessarily height-wise, but body size-wise. With the Davison boys, they just know how to use their body really well.
Yeah.
When they get down inside, and we have to take advantage of that. And, you know, Nate Wells is playing really well. We got to, you know, he's got to get inside and take advantage of that as well. You know, Frankfort's a little quicker than us, you know, 1 through 5 on the floor, but they're going to struggle with our size down low. You know, but Frankfort's been playing really well. They're well coached, you know, they have a lot, they're playing with a lot of confidence. So it's going to, and it's a tough place to shoot, you know, for teams that are struggling to shoot already. Case Arena is tough. There's no, you know, wide open. There's not really a backdrop. You're used to playing in Clinton Central's gym where there's a wall about, you know, 8 to 9 feet past the out of bounds line, where in Case Arena, it's just wide open. And, you know, kids struggle with that. When I coached at Heights, we played at Newcastle, you know, and it's a struggle to get kids to the depth perception in a gym that's just open like that is hard. So we'll see how we do tonight. I think we got a good chance to win, but we have to execute, and we have to execute for four quarters.
Coach, I just want to go back and go back just the conversation that we had, and we were talking about our youth kid, and you were talking about your youth children, and you were talking about the eighth grade. And the eighth grade's kind of a mixed year, because when they become freshmen, some of them could be playing varsity and some of them still rolling into the B-team level. Do you look at trying to keep those kids all together as much as you can, or do you take maybe one or two of those lads and bring them into the varsity right off the bat?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, it really depends on the type of kid. And it is hard, and people don't understand this. It is very difficult to get a kid to go from eighth grade to varsity level basketball. And it's not really the skill, it's the physicality level that those kids struggle with the most. I mean, you're talking about a 13-year-old boy going against an 18-year-old kid, or, you know, sometimes. Like, it's just, you know, it's a different physicality level. I don't per se see any of my freshmen playing any varsity level minutes next year. That doesn't mean they can't. You know, we got a long time before next season, but I do think it's important that they play B team and stay cohesive with each other. Not only that, but this freshman class that we have this year, working in with those guys, because that is your future. And if they can learn how to play play with each other at the JV level, then then it will just translate to the varsity level pretty easily. I would say, I mean, the biggest thing with freshmen is physicality. So,
hey, Coach, you mentioned that you're a Hamilton Heights, you know, guy in the past. Don and I off air, he's struggling with a score last Saturday night in girls basketball, 103-6.
That's baloney.
Can you? I kind of explained to him, hey, you know, there's a team that's really, really good and a team that's not very good. It was in the state championship 4 years ago, and then the wheels have just kind of fell off this season. And I don't know if you want to comment it or not, but I know that runner girl, my daughter played with her two older sisters several years ago on a travel team. She's the real deal. And, you know, sometimes teams can just put up points, and sometimes teams can't make a basket.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know. I don't want to put you on the spot, but
I have my own opinions about, you know, the whole situation. And you know, I'm going to probably keep that opinion to myself.
Probably should.
I think it, especially since, you know, I'm not there.
We won't
and,
tell
you know,
anybody.
I'm,
yeah,
I know. I know the, like, I know the Heights people, and, you know, I know, I live in Tipton, so I know a lot of the Tipton people, and, you know, I know the one of Tipton's assistant coaches really well, and he texted me after that game. You know, Heights' team's really good. They're very talented. You know, they're probably going to win another sectional this year, probably going to make a run at a state for girls. Tipton is in a rebuilding mode. Their girls team, they're pretty much playing all freshmen. And, you know, so they're taking a lot of lumps. And that's not the first time that Tipton got beat bad this year, unfortunately.
Right. That's exactly
in
right.
Basketball. You know, you feel bad. You hate to see scores like that, you know. I could only imagine being on the losing end of a game like that. I mean, I've been on the losing end this year of some games in the, you know, high 20s, low 30s, and it sucks. So I can't imagine being on the losing end of that type of game. So, but that's probably all I'm gonna say on that.
I should have put you on the spot, Coach, but we're just trying to get a coach's input on it.
Well, Coach,
no, I get it.
We thank you for calling in today, man. Don't beat up on the hot dogs too bad tonight. You know, don't. I want to be able to wake up Sunday not crying, and have a good ball game tonight.
He might have green on, but he's always got blue underneath, Coach. Just so you know.
Yeah. I know.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
We've been talking with Coach.
Oh, Derek, man. Davis.
Derek Davis.
See, I can't wait till you say Floria Bunga tonight. I'm going to listen just because I want to hear this.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms, Inc., Whiskey Brothers, Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We'll take a timeout so I can get my mind put back together.
Corey Dunn up next.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Welcome back inside the huddle, where Isaac Chavez is running his fanny off trying to get everybody on the phone. We appreciate you, Isaac, on the board. Thanks a lot. Our sponsors, Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms, Inc., Winsky Brothers, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Quarter number two, we'll have Coach Corey Dunn. Coach, you with us?
Not with us yet. That's all right. We're working on it.
All right.
Well, we've got things to talk about with him. You know, tonight, Seeger's coming in, and then, of course, let's talk to him about last week's game.
Yeah.
Coach, you on the line with us?
Yeah, finally.
Hey, you got to feel good about not have to drive to Warren County tonight. They're coming to you.
Yeah, they're coming to us. Yeah, thank goodness they're coming to us.
That'd be a cold bus ride tonight.
Absolutely.
Don wants to talk to you about last week, right off the start.
Hey, let's talk about Blue Chips. Coach, what a great environment. What a great evening. Just a lot of fun. A lot of people had a lot of good comments about the environment and the game itself.
What an experience. And first off, I'd like to thank Frankfort. And I know Eric Farley and his family and tons of people had a lot to do with it. But those who spearheaded it and did an awesome job, made a really cool night, something I wasn't sure Case would ever be able to get full again on a regular season game. Man, do I wish we could have shot a little bit better, Don. It would have been a little bit nicer for us, Rossville/Hoosiers last Saturday. But
well, I'll tell you, you came out sporting those candy stripe warm-up pants, man. Those were right on.
Yeah, we kind of stole those from the girls' program, and they hadn't been using them, so we thought, you know what, it'd be a pretty good night to use them. So,
yeah. Well, I gotta ask you, talk about not shooting the ball, which, you know, I Charlie Thompson had a rough night that night too, shooting the ball. Is it the environment? Is it, you know, we just got through talking to Coach Dunn. He goes, you know, you gotta. Not Coach Dunn, Coach Davis. And he says it's just a difficult place to shoot because it's a wide open gym. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'm gonna be on the other side of the fence, Don.
Okay, I like I've it. Always, that's what we're talking about.
I've always thought that gym was an awesome place to shoot in. I've practiced in that gym as a player, as a coach, played in it as a player, as a coach. Spent a lot of time as a childhood dreaming to play in that gym. And I've always felt like it was an easy place to shoot. I know it is completely different, and obviously maybe my team doesn't think it's very easy to shoot in. But I always really thought it was a shooter's gym. And 2 years ago, the best shooter on our team was CJ Cahabe, and he went 9 for 10 behind the arc.
Right.
So I'm more on the other side, but I totally get what those guys are saying.
You feel like, Coach, it's more of just a mentality and how you approach it? You know, it's just easier to be a crutch?
Possibly. And to be honest, maybe with my team, maybe not the environment, or like not the gym itself. I would maybe put more on the environment. I've got a young team.
Playing in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, I think I've got some older kids on our team, but something like that was new to them.
Well, they sure didn't look nervous. They looked pretty good. I thought everybody played well. They just had a difficult time getting in the hole.
That one possession in the second half really summed us up. You know, we had four good shots, two in the perimeter, two on the outside, and one possession. Two of them roll completely in and out, and we can't get anything to go. We got nothing out of that possession, and I thought to myself, that's us in a nutshell right there. You know, we can't buy a bucket. We got four great looks in one possession.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you. We talked, you know, I've been saying for a long period of time that when Mr. Ford comes back, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Now, everybody should understand that when he comes back, he's not going to be immediately ready to roll. He's got to get himself into shape.
Yeah,
but I think you've got time to do that. And talk a little bit about how he's progressing.
Well, Wednesday he got his cast off, so that's great news. He's got a restriction here for a couple weeks, so we're probably not going to get him. It'll probably be three more games that he'll have to miss, and then I'm hoping that we've got him full tilt. And in that time, I'm hoping he gets enough reps in practice to where he's going to feel comfortable when he comes back. Sure is great to see him without the cast off. He's excited. The team's excited. So it's just going to take a little bit of time, like you said. And originally I've been saying all along, you know, I felt like February 1st was probably going to be it. He got that cast off, and the doctor said two more weeks, and I was like, oh, my God, two more weeks. And I look at the calendar, and yeah, right there, right before February 1st. So I guess we get greedy, and we want him back sooner, but realistically, that major injury like that, it takes time.
Well, I always say Bob Seger, your old Bob Seger High School coming in from Kathmandu tonight, and what do you know about those guys? They're 7-4, so they can't be too awful bad.
Yeah, they're a nice ball club, well coached. They play hard. They got some kids that can shoot it. You know, they just beat Fountain Central again, or beat Fountain Central last weekend. They've got some nice pieces. They're going to be tough. They got some young kids as well that get a little bit of time, and I know their JV's pretty good. So it should be a fun night.
I know you guys don't like talking about yourself, but you're coming up on a milestone as you're two games away from 200 victories. And, man, I'm hoping that we're going to grab you before or maybe the game you're going to do that on so that we can be there for the big celebration ourselves.
Well, I don't know about celebration, but I would tell you one thing. I would definitely be happy that night because that means we got to win. It's a cool thing. I've been doing it for quite a while now. And that's what those numbers kind of show. I obviously wish that record was a little different overall, but you know what? Records are records, and the big thing is over this last 18 years, I hope I've had the impact in a positive way on more guys than I can count. So that really means more to me than
Can you believe it's been 18 years, Coach? It just goes by so fast, doesn't it?
No, it kind of blows my mind, to be honest, Jamie. This 18th year, 24th or 22nd year overall coaching high school basketball. It's been a great experience. Been humbling at times, and I guess I wouldn't trade it for the world. Thank goodness I've got a great support staff at my jobs I've coached at, and so to do it a long time, you got to have good people around you, and I got the best wife I could ask for, and she supports me, and now it's even a little bit more different now. She's having to support myself and my son and try not to kill us both, so.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you, I know that in talking with John Jacoby, you're in the right spot. You do your job very, very well. And I think that the reason a lot of people enjoy, including myself, is that you play a lot of kids. And I know you shuffle people in and out. You are understanding of, hey, you know, these kids got to play maybe a game tonight and a game tomorrow. So we got to keep everybody fresh as possible. Plus the ability of seeing a lot of kids play the game. And that makes moms and dads happy.
Yeah, it does. And you know, all those guys, you're going to have guys that don't really get to play much sometimes. And that's tough for me because those kids put the work in too. But when they understand and accept where they're at and their role, they grow too. But throughout the course of the season, it's really important to me to build the team. We've got to get better. It can't just be about one guy or about three guys. I've always had that approach, and maybe I've lost a couple games because of it. But over the years, I feel like our teams get better and because of it. Now, we get to the tournament. There's been years where my bench got really short, especially for my team. But that's going to happen, and sometimes I've told my teams that. But they also got those 22, 23 other games, you know, to be a part of it and to get better. So it's not like they played in just a couple games throughout the year. So I don't know. I really feel it's important to build the team.
Well, Coach, I think a lot of programs look at Rossville from the outside here looking in that you're going to go there, and it's not a guaranteed win by any means. And Rossville's going to play you tough, and a lot of nights Rossville's going to come out and beat you. And I just think that's, you know, the outside looking in, that's what a lot of programs look at Rossville. You better show up to play because you're going to go home, you know, with your tail whipped.
That is, that's a major compliment, I feel like, to us. And if that's what people think, then we're doing something right here. Sometimes you're not the best team around, or you may not have the most talent, but if you play hard and do things the right way, and we're still, and let me touch on that, we're still working on doing things the right way. We got a long way to go right now. It's been frustrating at times on my side of things, and I really hope the guys start buying in more this year. But yeah, we're going to play hard, and hopefully everybody feels that way about us.
Jamie, you make a great point there because, you know, you heard Coach Davis talk about their kids play not to lose instead of trying to win, and Frankfurt is in a struggling process too. And I think you're so right. I think that when you start talking about Rossville and Rossville basketball, you start thinking about, man, these guys win, they play hard. You're right. I think and you know, what's amazing, Coach, is the longevity of that. I mean, you know, I go all the way back to the glory days of 69 to 71. But yep. I think that still lives with you because somehow your school has been able to keep that alive and the kids play from what's been in the past and the traditions that are at Rossville.
Oh, I think absolutely. You know, basketball is number one. It's it matters to them, and it does go way back. And throughout those years, you're going to have some down years, and that's just part of it. But even in the down years, knowing that we're going to play hard and try to do things the right way, that goes a long way, not only for
I've been
our
over
players,
there, you know, supporting the Gophers before, and we're winning the game, and the next thing you know, a kid chucks in a 75-footer, and we're going to overtime.
That was a great ball game. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And now that guy is part of the Gopher program, and I call him our lucky charm now. He's what we need.
Yeah, that was a heck of a ball game, if I do recall. That was standing room only that night. So that's what high school basketball is supposed to be like.
Well, Coach, get the Hive moving tonight. Good luck tonight. Let's beat Bob Seger and get one game closer to 200, all right?
Sounds good.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Don.
Hey,
thanks
for calling in. Hey, we're talking with Coach Corey Dunn of the Rossville Hornets. We'll take a little break. We don't have anybody, but we'll talk a little bit about blue chips and that kind of environment here on Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms, Inc., Winsky Brothers, Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We'll be back in a minute.